permission to send revised concept two to fellowship group vote. That motion. And I will.
It's Kelly and I for this session.
Post or share the motion, and I will put it in chat.
Before we start, I do have a question just about procedure.
And it keeps dropping out, but it doesn't do it for very long. So I was going to put them. So could screen share the motion? We'll put it in chat. And I will read the motion. Concept study group motion. The concept study group hereby moves that the version of approved at the 2025 AC placed a fellowship group vote.
Marcus, you're
so breaking up, Marcus.
Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. The concept study group here.
You're gone again.
Yeah, I think you're gone again. Okay, but people can read it. The presenters are going to have 5 minutes to present the motion.
Can I ask a question about that before we start?
Sure.
So nominating committee got 20 minutes to present, and we don't need and then sustainability got five. So I'm not sure.
The NomCom got 5 minutes, and then there's. Nope. A second, and then 20 minutes of discussion.
No, NomCom
yeah,
got
motions are 5 minutes.
But
the
you guys will
are
have
5 minutes,
five
proposals
minutes.
Are three.
Okay.
So go ahead and please screen share the presentation.
Yes, I've got it. Kelly's going to take the first half. I'm going to take the back half.
Okay, guys, and due to the limited amount of time, I'll try to sail through it. So, yes, I'm here with the Concept Study Committee. And next slide, Josh.
Just a sec. I was out of the loop. Did we get a second on this motion?
They're doing their five-minute presentation, and then it'll go for second.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you just the recent history, recent being from the
no, 80s. Actually, I think it's got to be seconded first.
No, the OPPM says they give their 5 minutes, which it should start over, and yeah. Then a second.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
Are we ready? Okay, so recent history of the concept study group, which is when I say recent from ABC 2024 to ABC 2025. At the 2024, we presented a motion that the revised version of concept two be approved by the conference at the 2020 ABC, but then take it back to your groups, come to our town halls, discuss for about a year. And then at the 2025 ABC, we would bring it back for final approval. So we did that at 20 town halls. We had some good turnouts for the town halls. There was nothing major to change in it, in the language. Also in that time before 2025, the fellowship group voting process was created. Next slide, please. Okay, so at the 2025 ABC, this was the motion that the conference grant final approval for the following concept two to replace the current concept two. And there is the concept two that was replaced. It was approved by the conference in 2025. Next slide. Just quickly, there was the original concept right there on the screen. I'll let you guys read it. You got 10 seconds. And then there's the conference approved revision for concept two. So it would that this is now the current one. I would go into more details about the concept, this concept, but I really feel like time is of the essence. So
if we go there, I have the other presentation pulled up.
Yeah, really. Okay. Bro. All right. So go on to the next slide, Josh. Okay, so here's the additional problem, and this is why we're here today, coming back to you all. The conference approved, well, you can read this, at the 2024 December QDM, the conference approved the fellowship group voting process, which was initially designed to address the name change. That was why this was created, so that once the name, if the, when and if the name change study name passed that motion, then it would be sent out to fellowship group voting. So they created the fellowship group voting process. However, if we read down here, I'm going to read it. The name change is just the first one. There may be other items that will need to go beyond the conference and directly to the fellowship for review and approval. For example, approval of a conference charter or any updates to foundational documents, such as tradition steps and concepts. Next slide, please. So I'm going to hand this over to you, Josh, because this brings us to our dilemma and the main purpose for why we are here today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we're trying to do today, the primary focus for today's presentation, is to fully determine through a conference motion whether Concept 2 shall go through the fellowship group vote process for final approval, or whether the decision which already took place and was approved at the 2025 ABC to approve the revised Concept 2 remains final. So just a note, we're not here to talk about, you know, to debate the language of the potential new or new Concept 2, right? That's already been conference approved, you know, at the ABC. We're just talking about whether or not it goes to fellowship group voting and the implications. Okay, so some opinions. Some you know, in Charlie, you know, has been part of this group, as has Kaz. We tried to capture, you know, different points, pro and con, that came up either way. You know, sort of thoughts for sending it to fellowship group voting would be the new concept two language states that the fellowship delegates to the conference the authority to represent the fellowship in matters of world service. Therefore, we should ask the fellowship whether they in fact agree to delegate that authority. That's one argument, pro. Another one would be that changes to any concepts are significant enough to warrant fellowship approval. Now, just a side note, we're not actually getting into that larger issue today that's hanging out there. We're not trying to solve for that larger thing today. Right now, the only thing on the table is concept two. Now, thoughts for leaving it, you know, the already attained conference approval at the 2025 ABC and having that be final would be, well, conference already gave final approval, right? Two, the fact that the fellowship elects and sends delegates to represent them at the conference already establishes that they are delegating this authority sort of in practice. The question that's come up is, does the broad fellowship know enough to make an informed decision about the concepts? Okay, so this is where you come in today. Per the fellowship group process approved in December 2024 by the conference and finalized in February 2025.
Yeah, we're over time.
I have a couple more slides, and I think they're important so we can have an informed group.
Well, everybody was given 5 minutes.
And some people went over.
And you're 30 seconds over.
Can I please wrap up my presentation?
If it's going to take more than about 20 seconds, then you'll be a minute over, and it'll be different than everybody else.
Well, and we could ask the delegates what they want to do.
I mean, this is what the OPPM says. It's not anything that I'm doing.
I don't know. Delegates, do you want to hear the rest of this presentation?
Can I request that we get one more minute? 1 minute?
I'm going to rule that they get one more minute because of the discussion that happened. You were going to give them a few extra seconds, but we took that up in discussion. So I'd say 1 minute and let it go.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay. So per the fellowship group process that's already been conference approved, only the conference can decide that something should be sent to fellowship group voting. So this sort of comes down to what do you, the conference here today, want? So the specific motion is, in light of all these things that we've gone through, right? The motion is the version approved by the 2025 ABC be placed into a fellowship group vote process to so as to allow it to be approved and confirmed by the whole fellowship, with the explicit understanding that a conference decision not to initiate a fellowship group vote here today will serve as a decision that the revised Concept 2 language already approved by the conference at the 2025 ABC is final. Just to clarify, we're not making as a committee, we're not making a recommendation either way. We're just saying we need a decision. And so we're bringing it here today. So in summary, if you want it to go to fellowship group voting, vote in favor of this motion. If you want it, if you want the, you know, to be the already approved version to be final, then vote against. Thank you. Am I calling on people?
Thank you for your presentation. I was muted. Is there a second on this motion? And IG9, Marilyn?
Yes, I'll second. Can I speak to this now?
We just do a second and then we go into to discussion. Yes. with the queue. The motion has been made and seconded, and so we'll now go into discussion and debate on the motion for 20 minutes, and each delegate can speak for only once and speak for a minute, with 90 seconds for English as a second language or other considerations. And please try not to repeat points already made. And I may call on people out of order for people that may not have spoken. And so Web 381, Pamela.
Yeah, it's just a question. So I guess what I'm hearing is that this did not go to fellowship review after it was approved at the ABC. Is that correct?
Yes, fellowship voting.
Well, it went at the 2024. It was approved to then go out and for the groups to discuss it further with their groups. And we held two town halls to come back at the 2025 for a final vote. So that was sort of like that year period was when it was out there for fellowship review.
It was a full year.
You know, I'm actually not going to allow back and forth on this, because as far as
you have OPPM, another one, though.
Yeah.
You have another one. So yeah. Let's be consistent.
Yes, please.
I had not done that. Carmen had done that in the last one. And
why don't we ask the parliamentarian?
May I just speak, please? When a motion is made and seconded, it becomes the body of the entire group. And you may participate as other people, but it's no longer like sort of your motion or the maker's motion. It becomes the motion of the group. And Kelly?
I just want to know if someone asks a direct question, do we not answer?
Excuse me?
If someone asks a direct question to the presenters, do we not answer? Because that was a direct question.
Yeah, that's been how I have done the discussion, that it's discussion on the motion and not a question and answer period. But it looks like there's not very many people, so I guess
Let's
we
do it.
can.
And then we need to clarify the process going forward.
Yeah.
I would still like to ask the presenters of the motion to raise their hands and wait to be called on if that's the process.
Yeah, and I guess we'll give them 1 minute. I mean, it's not in the it's not there's nothing about it in the OPPM, but I guess we'll give them 1 minute to answer questions. So, Marilyn, is that an old? Okay, Web 1312, David.
Yes, my hand was up.
Oh, yours was up for discussion. Okay. IG 9, Marilyn.
Thank you. Yes, I think our groups have sent here as representatives to vote on these things. I don't think the membership needs to vote on this, so I would vote against this, which means it would pass without having to send it out for group vote.
Thank you. And Web 1312, David.
Hi. As I understand it, I think that I understand it correctly, which is that a change to a concept would go for vote to all of the groups. But because this was started in 2024 and then went in 2025, the process had started before that was in place. And here our vote is really whether we would like to grandfather it in or we would like to go with the new path. If that understanding is correct, then what I would say is, since it was started a year before, I would prefer that we grandfather it in and not extend the process by another year.
Can I respond to that? My hand is up.
No, if there's direct questions, but there's not going to be a back and forth discussion
So
about
that
it.
is an incorrect understanding, to clarify.
Okay. VA, it's Charlie.
Sorry, I will rename myself for this.
Just go ahead and say your
Yeah, VA 092 Charlie H. Okay. Yeah, actually, overall, the conference is empowered to speak on behalf of the fellowship. But I think there is actually one compelling reason that this one should go to the conference. Because if you read what Concept 2 actually says, is rewritten, it says the fellowship delegates the authority to the conference to speak on its behalf. And if we actually give them a chance to consider that proposition and vote on it, then actually the conference is good to go for the rest of all time because the conference actually will have done that. If we just approve it on their behalf, in essence, we're sort of just assuming they've done that delegation. And this is not just us. This is an issue actually through most of the different 12-step fellowships out there. So I would encourage either now or sometime after the concept revisions are done, getting at least this one concept out in front of the fellowship so that they can truly participate in authorizing the conference as their agents. Thank you for letting me share on this.
Thank you, Charlie. And
The point of safety, actually. Oh, I forgot my gown.
go
Pretty
ahead,
like
point of
that.
safety.
So I have a point of safety, which is kind of a point of order. But I just spoke with the person and said, we'll just kind of read the spirit of what it is, asking for some respect for the order. And making wrong and bringing in the body, this doesn't sound like the an appropriate option. So that's all we got. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you, Erin. Okay, and Kelly, TEL 0341, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm speaking sort of to the point that I think David was making, and that just is that when we started this process in 2022, we had always said the conference would have final approval. And yes, that was up until the time the fellowship group voting process came to fruition. That's how it would have been. We would have presented this and the conference had final approval, period. So yeah, it changed. That changed when that came to be, even though we had been working on this process for a couple of years before that was a thing. And hence, that's why we're here today, to get clarification from you all. Thank you.
And I'm going to go a little out of order. One person who has not spoken yet, CA1331, Zoe.
Can't hear anything.
Thank you. And thank you to our trusted servants today and everybody for being here. I think any change in the steps, traditions, or concepts needs to go to the fellowship. And the process did change the last year. And to me, it would show good faith to use the process now, even though we do have the option of grandfathering it in. Thank you.
Okay. And CT112, Sue?
Hi. Being somebody who spends most of my time in meetings rather than in these kind of meetings, right now, our groups, we're trying to introduce them to the new name of ACA. That's where most of us in Connecticut are. We are just trying to inform our groups. And many of them are totally uninterested. They feel like it's already a done deal. If we're going to suggest that they get involved with the concepts, first we have to tell them they don't know what the concepts are. So there's an educational, line of information that needs to go through before anybody can make an intelligent vote. And I just want to call that to everybody's attention. Thank you.
And CA044, Bill?
Yeah, thank you, Marcus. I feel like that this is a very important turning point for ACA. We have the opportunity to let our groups, all of our groups, vote on this and speak. And then there won't be any question like Charlie and Zoe were referring to, I think. The other thing is this is sort of a conflict of interest. The conference is giving itself power, giving itself this power without any group vote. And I feel like that's really a conflict of interest. So I would prefer to see it go to a fellowship-wide group vote. What's the harm? It's done. And then we go on. But any changes to the steps, traditions, and concepts, the foundations, I believe should wholeheartedly be done by the groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And Region 5, Josh?
Yeah, sort of a point of information. Just to be really clear, the topic of whether or not steps, traditions, and concepts should go before the fellowship, any changes to those, is an undecided issue right now. So I just want to, because there have been some comments that sounded like they were alluding to that we already have, that we don't have that in place. In most other fellowships, what happens is that's actually covered in the charter, right? It'll say any, changes or proposed changes to, steps, traditions, or concepts is actually covered in their charter, but we don't have a charter yet. And what we have right now is this fellowship group voting process. And what that process says is the conference decides what goes to fellowship group voting. So there could be this larger issue of should any changes to steps, traditions, or concepts go to those. But our point in this presentation is that's actually a separate larger issue that is not yet decided. The specific issue on the table is whether or not concept 2 should go before that, because there's nothing that covers that right now. Thank you.
Thank you. And interview IG 599, Aaron.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Because you got two devices. You got to mute and turn the sound down on the one you're not using.
Is this better?
There you go.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, that scattered me. I've heard, you know, in terms of the concepts and stuff, I've heard people who don't come to this meeting, but are very active in other fellowships and pretty fluent with the concepts, traditions, things like that. And I feel like fellowship group voting on this would give us more input, since we don't get more people coming as informed delegates here. My gut feeling is that there would probably be a lot of abstentions because we have a fellowship that is so young and uninformed for whatever reasons. So I feel more in favor of it going to group fellowship voting. For more reasons than that, but that's where my head's at the moment. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. And so are you speaking as a delegate?
No, I'm not a delegate. I'm speaking as a WSL point of information. I just wanted to share that the other 12-step organizations do use the fellowship group-wide voting for all changes to concepts. So we would be in alignment with them if we did that. And if we were to do that, we could... the implementation could be built. So for instance, right now, the name change is going through fellowship-wide group voting. And like people are learning about the process and then they'll do the vote, right? So this could be second, and it could come up for discussion at the February CBM. So it doesn't have to be done right now, but I think it's important that we know that other 12-step groups do use that process. Thank you.
Thank you. And cause? Are you speaking for a group?
No, I'm just speaking as a prior member of the committee and why I am in favor of this particular.
I don't know.
Unless you're a delegate. Yeah. Are you speaking as a delegate?
And I can't speak. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Mary Jo. And Web 1074.
Hi, my name is Leah. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm very grateful to be here. It's my first delegates conference business meeting, and I'm representing my online group. I don't have any groups in my area, and so online is a huge part of my recovery. I attend a lot of meetings. I'm also in multiple fellowships. I've been in recovery for years now, and yeah, I'm just grateful to be learning here, listening, and I just kind of wanted to share that I think if we brought this to the fellowship voting process, it would help just increase the awareness of what goes on behind the scenes. The fact that there are even delegates, you know, I mean, I brought up a couple online meetings that I go to regularly that are very well run, don't have delegates representing them. And I think it's a shame. So I'm just like trying to encourage the groups that I go to have representation, because since COVID, it's just such a big part of our program online. And yeah, I think that in turn, it would help raise funding because the traditions and the concepts are so important. I think they're not talked about enough in ACA actually. So having discussion about it, I think it's just all going to be so positive for the fellowship. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you. And IG 605, Rick.
Yes, hi, Rick from Colorado, Ricky Adult Child. Thanks for calling on me. My experience with my parent program is that they another 12-step program is that they delegate this to the conference to decide on concepts, but that's because they want to adhere to their primary purpose. With at the group level, they want to focus on the newcomer, and I know in ACA there's a lot of importance in me in my program anyway of recovery. There's a lot of importance on being heard in participation. So as right a decision goes, I would lean into putting this out for a fellowship vote, but I think it's the group conscience. I'd be comfortable either way. Thank you.
Thank you. That's time for the section.
Nope, that was just his time.
Oh, okay. And we have not been having second time speaking so far, and that's part of my instructions here. Delegate speaks only once. I'm hesitant to do this because it will become then I did it this time.
I would just say go to vote because it sounds like there's nobody else that wants first time speaking.
And I think Kelly has had a chance to speak quite a bit on this. So yes, we will ask Brad to do the election buddy poll on this with I am in favor of this motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide online voting. B, I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. I am not in favor of this motion, and I abstain from voting. So,
I'm ready to start it, Marcus.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm starting now.
Great, thank you. Structuring of the ABC study.
The motion for the ABC Committee Sustainability and
kind of about a restructuring that involves
motion that
I second
there it. You go.
To 21, we were very stable.
Okay, we're about 10 seconds out from 2 minutes.
And I just posted something in the delegates.
0117, Claire. Great. So we
okay.
Thank you,
that's
Marcus,
2 minutes
for joining
there.
The quorum. We're now going to go to
okay.
ballot proposal 13.
I was running a timer and it has 10 seconds left. Is that okay if we wait on it?
Sure. Thank you.
Structuring of the ABC study.
Okay, so that's the time. I'm going to stop the vote.
That's the board motion on literature.
And I'm going to bring up the results. Okay, and I'm going to share my screen. So we had 47 votes tallied, two abstentions. The winning one was to send it to a worldwide online voting with 37 votes with 78.72%. So we will see that after the meeting on worldwide voting.
Great. Thank you all for your discussion and voting on that one. Great.